viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting it. And my guest speakers, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yasser, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And the pleasure is all mine. Sayyid Abdullah, how are you? And assalamu alaikum, greetings to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. One of the movies that we decided actually to start criticizing is, a fairly old one, What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward, featuring actors and actresses such as Robin Williams, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Jessica Brooks Grant, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 7 points out of 10, while Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 52%, and Prime Video 7 out of 10. The film tells the story of Chris Nielsen, a man who dies in a car accident and enters a vibrant afterlife, only to discover his wife, Annie, has committed suicide out of grief. He embarks on a quest to find and reunite with her in the afterlife. That's about the plot of this movie. And before we get on with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, we'd like to have a little break by listening to a short part of this movie or trailer of the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Stay with us.
The moment that comes for everyone. Has come for Chris Nielsen.
You've died, Chris.
If heaven were a place of beauty...
Oh! Boy, I screwed up. I'm in dog heaven.
...and wonder...
Nice place you got here.
No. Nice place you got here.
We all paint our own surroundings. You're the first guy I know to use real paint.
Where you felt no fear...
I'm gonna drown.
Can't. You're already dead.
Oh.
...and knew only joy...
I can fly.
Yeah!
It's your world!
Could you forget the past?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. We didn't finish the criticism of this movie, so we left it up to this episode, or in the upcoming episode, inshallah, we'll finish the critique of this movie too. Well, Syed Abdullah, let me ask you this question. What is the overall message about love and its power in the movie?
That love will save you. that love always wins at the end. If you have love, you can do whatever. You can do the impossible. You can go to hell and back. Isn't that what we say?
Yeah.
I'll go to hell and back for you. So literally, the guy went to hell and came back for love. So love has that power that can bring things together. It brings mountains. Yeah, bring people from different realms and different universes. That's the idea that they're trying to push forward, that love could do a lot of things if it's genuine, true love. And the person really believes in what he loves for. So the idea is that if you love someone, love them from the depth of your heart, and then see magic happens.
Do you think that true love happens on in this physical realm too?
It does, but very rare. Like Brother Yasser, he mentioned the definition of love is that having that genuine. I think that sometimes, see, when we love each other, he said the love is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something I believe in and I live by. Only for Allah. What we have for each other is not love. Allah says rahmah, compassion.
What about their mother's love actually for each other?
Yeah, that's Allah says ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahmah. There's this compassion and there's mercy. So we act based on these two. But sometimes what happens is that if you find someone, if you yourself hooked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your love with Allah is very strong, and then you find someone that has the same love for Allah as well, you and them connect. Especially between a male and female, I'm talking about. Sometimes it even happens between males themselves. And that love kind of, it becomes really intense. So a person could say, this person, I love them. And if you ask them to explain that kind of love, it's not lustful, it's not platonic. It's just something that I cannot put words to it, describe. So it does happen. And I think the example that he gave is the Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi and Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayhi.
Yeah.
Is that they had a love for one specific thing, and their love is in the same intensity that they connected with each other. That Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when Fatima alayhi salam passed away, he felt the pain. He himself, he was in grief for a long time.
They were soulmates.
Imam Hussein salamullah and Lady Zainab alayhi salam. They were soulmates because they were focused in the same. That
when we are talking about these 14 infallible figures, basically, we are talking about genuine article.
Yeah.
Right? If you talk about their emotions is true to the core.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying it happens to people. I'm just giving example because I don't know anyone in my circle. But I'm just giving example that it could happen to real people. If it happens to the ma'asum is an example for us, right? So if it can happen to them, it could happen to me and you.
Because they're human beings and they're a role model for us.
Exactly.
Right?
So at some point, you might find it. Someone might find it. I don't know. God knows. I got close to finding it.
Yes.
But it didn't work out.
I see.
But it happens.
Okay. Brother Yasser, in what ways does this movie address the concept of reincarnation? Does it at all?
At the end. Right?
Right.
That's one of the things that, like I said, some of these movies, they show certain truth, but then they destroy the entire truth or something that is completely ridiculous. Because at the end of the movie, there's a conversation between the husband and wife who says, do you want to do this again? Like, what, they can go back to the physical world? And then they showed the last scene of them being on the pier. And I'm assuming, because in the beginning of the movie, they were at the river in the Swiss Alps, if I'm not mistaken, and then she gave him a sandwich. And again, at the end of the movie, they showed these two kids, again, one symbolizing him, the other one, the girl symbolizing her, and she giving him a sandwich. At the end of the movie, and then she giving him a sandwich.
Right.
So that thing, can you come back into this world after? That is something that I don't think any religion, besides obviously in terms of the Abrahamic faiths anyway, don't believe in. But you cannot come back into. However, there is concepts of raja and stuff, of the return that we have in Islamic culture and so on and so forth. But that is not out of the request of the person. That is out of the permission of God. That's the difference. This is that we want to go back. Okay, who gave you that permission to go back? How do you all of a sudden decide that we'll go back, and then these children will be waiting for, that was the thing, we'll go back, we'll live our lives again,
right?
And the children will be waiting for us here. Okay, but how do you know that you're not going to get new children? What's going to happen? And yeah.
Why would you even bother in the first
exactly.
place?
Exactly. Why would you?
You're already, yeah. you're already with each other in heaven.
Yeah. yeah.
Why would you go back?
You've seen the
why you're enjoying.
Yeah, that was really like.
Yeah. So that scene kind of messed the movie. And,
exactly.
And kind of.
That was
kind
what
of,
I thought. They could have. The director could have done away with this.
There was
last
no need
part,
because
you know?
It kind
there
of
was no need, yeah.
because you mentioned God in one place and then on the second thing you. He mentions God, like you said, once or twice.
Yeah.
Like God is up yeah. there kind of governing. Okay, yeah. all of a sudden he's not governing this. He's given you the permission to decide whether you go back or not.
Right.
On what basis? On what conditions do you go back?
Yeah.
And you meet again. And we're so soulmates that we'll meet again somewhere and we'll live our life again.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the Movie Critic Program on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
I need Annie. That'll change in time. Time does not exist here. And wherever it went, not going to make me need Annie any less.
Or would you journey beyond heaven and hell?
You never see her.
I'm her soulmate. I can find her.
To get it back.
All you're good for is your wife loves you.
You just kept me there.
Robin Williams.
It's about not giving up.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's never been anywhere like this before.
No, neither have you.
I'm not leaving him.
Annabella Sciorra.
Across whatever distance there is, I send you my love.
You'll find. You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm still here, babe. I still exist.
What dreams may come.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Said Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winston Ward. Said Abdullah, how does this movie challenge the traditional views of heaven and hell? We have seen a lot of movies actually with pictures and portraying of heaven and hell.
Yeah.
How does this movie actually treat them?
This one is really like they're not doing anything by tradition. They're just going off tradition. They're just going by whatever they think is
imagination or something.
Yeah, they're using their imagination. So heaven could be like this, could be like that. See, from a Christian perspective, heaven, you just walking through this gate and everything is beautiful and everyone is together. This one's saying, no. Everyone has his own universe and his own things and everyone is different, and which is quite similar to an Islamic perspective in this regard. So you can change things, like heaven just keeps changing from one state to another. Whether you go to hell from a Christian perspective is just a fire where people burning and screaming in fire, right? And this one, no, you have levels, and there's even a shipwreck, which did not make sense to me. Why would you have a shipwreck in hell? Really, it's like, I don't know. So, and you can see this level, people drowning. Why would you drown? Like, what's the idea of water? And then people stuck in mud. Then people, it's like they try their best to go outside the traditional narrative, which is just fire.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no. You can get burned just by, or you can suffer just by using in your old house. So they went out of their way in terms of...
It's something which is taught actually in the new waves of mysticism.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it like this? Like they think that, for example, with the envy you have...
It's not just mysticism. Even in the akhlaq science, we do say that you're, whatever you feel is going to be a source of punishment for you, and you will be resurrected in that form that you feel like.
Exactly.
You know, like if you have jealousy, you'll be resurrected as a snake or as a, I don't know, and people walk all over you. But that has nothing to do with hell itself.
I see.
So how we're going to be is one thing, but how you're going to get punished is another. Yes.
Okay. Quite related to this question, Brother Yasser, it's a kind of continuation of this question, actually. What does Islam say about heaven and hell?
So this is one of the very difficult questions. Yes, we have, for example, in the Quran and the Ahadith, they clearly depict certain things that are going to happen from the time your person passes away till the day of judgment to heaven and hell. For example, the questioning in the grave by the angels, then the scales, then the sirat, taking of one's books, and so on and so forth, right? But if you, that's on a very basic kalami perspective. However, if you look at it on a level of philosophy and maybe if, even to a certain level of irfan, it changes. That these things do not become symbols anymore, they become real. That heaven and hell are nothing but you, the person, individual. What do we mean by that? One of the things that is there is called tajassumul a'mal. Your own actions take form.
Crystallizing.
Whatever they call it. Your actions become form.
Yes, and they take forms in you.
They actually then, you know, manifest themselves in you as a person. So the thing is that you do not lose yourself. You are you. You always will be you.
Yes.
You know, that existence that you have is that existence that continues. And right now it is that, you know, some of the famous things that the verse of the Quran al-Majid that says about eating the money of the orphans. And the ulama says is that if you eat the money of the orphans, it's not going to be something that you will, it will be something that you acknowledge or feel later on, but it's happening right now at this very moment in time. So for example, when they speak about heaven and hell, it is not something that is going to be in the future. Even the Quran al-Majid, if you look at the verses, it's not speaking about something in the future, it's speaking about something in the present. Right now, while I'm sitting in front of you, my heaven, or rather my hell, in front of you is taking shape because of my own actions, my own thought, everything that I do, my actions, my thoughts, my intentions, my interactions with you, with other things, with this chair, everything is being fed into it's very difficult to put, fed into my soul to a certain level that heaven and hell that I will later become manifested to me after I pass away is already taking shape.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We were struggling to criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winston Ward. Of course, we haven't come to the end of the criticism or critique of this movie, and we'll do that in the next episode. Thank you very much, and follow us for the next episode to criticize this movie and finish it. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.